Now, from the best of Bobbin Way. Good day, folks. This is Tom Zack.
And this is Kevin Carr. We've just had word from correspondent Wally Ballou that there's a fast-breaking news story not far from here. So in Times Square, come in, please, Wally Ballou.
Wally Ballou in Times Square. I've just discovered that some of my best stories come from merely striking up a conversation with a man in the street. And this gentleman looks as if he might have such a story. Could I have your name, sir, and what exactly do you do?
My name's Ward Smith. I'm a cranberry grower. I own cranberry bulbs.
Very interesting. I've always been curious to know a little bit about the raising of cranberries. They're such beautiful things when you see them growing. You have to be very careful of frosts, don't you?
That's right. You have to flood the bogs if there's a danger of frost, and then you have to harvest them when they're big and red and ripe and juicy and bitter as anything.
Welly Blue in Times Square with a fast-breaking cranberry story, ladies and gentlemen. After you harvest them, Mr. Smith, do you have your own processing plant?
Processing plant? What do you mean by that, Mr. Ballou?
By that, I mean, do you have your own factory for squeezing the juice out of the cranberries?
Squeezing the juice out of the cranberries? Well, I never heard
this. Yes, to make cranberry juice.
Juice? Out of cranberries?
Yes, for cranberry juice cocktails.
Cranberry juice cocktails?
Or perhaps you make cranberry sauce out of them.
What would that be for, a dessert?
No, you'd use it as a side dish with turkey or meats.
Well, I never. You know, you've triggered something here.
Then you can make sherbet out of them. That's especially good after a big meal. Very refreshing.
Say, have you got a pencil? I want to write all this down.
Yeah, sure, here.
Now, let's see. Can you make glass out of them?
No, you can't make glass out of them.
Well, give it all to me again.
Oh, okay, there's cranberry juice.
Juice. J-U. How do you spell that?
I-C-E.
What?
I-C-E.
I-C-E. Oh, I thought there was a J in juice.
J-U-I-C-E.
Oh, yes, yes.
Cranberry sauce.
Sauce.
There's also cranberry jelly. That's delicious, too.
Oh, what would that have? Pectin in it or something?
I don't know what's in it, but it's good.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ballou. You've certainly opened my mind to some of the uses for cranberries.
Before you go, Mr. Smith, can I ask you one question?
Sure.
All these years that you've been growing cranberries, what have you been doing with them?
Oh, I've been selling them in a basket, like strawberries, for cranberry shortcake. And you know, they really don't sell that way.
I should imagine not. Thanks, Mr. Smith. And now, this is broadcasting silver-throated Wally Ballou returning back to the studio with Tom Zack and Kevin Carr with the Really Rotten Radio Review.